Mark Myers, how have you increased your average estate agency fee from £2,700 per transaction to £4,500 per transaction plus VAT in a period of a year? Talk to me.
Okay, so the first thing I did was I went to Australia and I didn't just come up with the idea. I actually got an interview with John McGrath and I asked him how to do that. And he said, what you need to do is you need to add more value to your client. He gave me a list of tasks, which I'm working through. And one of them was to have professional photos in everything that we do. It's to have a professional floor plan on everything we do. And it's to have a specific process which is followed through. When someone goes on the market and uses our agency, they know exactly what they're gonna get and at what level they're gonna get it and who's gonna deploy it. Also, that the agent themselves is, rather than the agent then hands over to a more junior person, the agent themselves must see the whole transaction through. Hmm. Because otherwise you're devaluing your offering. So you mustn't do that. You must keep the estate agent at the forefront of everything that you do, the best, the strongest character, which it doesn't happen much in English agency. And then you need to be available for your clients over a 7-day period, ideally. But that doesn't mean you have to be available 7 days because you have an assistant which you work with. So we create WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups, and we use a lot of social media, so it proves value. It shows we're going more deeper than other agents. And then what you do is you just put your foot, on the floor and say, this is what I'm going to charge. And then you walk away if you don't get what you ask for.
It's a brave thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. What sort of, okay, you're from Dorset, so property prices are not bad. What does that percentage, what percentage do you walk away at?
Our head office, which is our training centre, which is basically just showing people how to do the job to the highest possible level, walks away. If we don't get 1.5, we walk away. Don't negotiate any fees.
That's your office in Dorchester?
Yeah.
So if I mystery shopped you tomorrow and said, I want you to do it for 1.2, you'd say no. Because there's plenty
100%,
of, there's plenty of bullshit merchants out there that say, I get X, and then you ring them up and they crumble like a sack of tapes.
Yeah, so what we've done is everything that happens in the training centre HQ where we do the massive volume, that is where we take the template and invite the other franchisees to copy what we do. So
do you have different franchisees out of HQ.
You won't get a cheaper fee unless you've used us before or you're a friend of the business, and that's the only way you'll get a cheaper fee, and that's 1.25.
And the other franchisees, are some doing better at it than others?
They are, because one of the problems and one of the main reasons why you don't want to franchise until you've got your offering perfect is because I've got some people who started 3 years ago that have made good money and they just don't want to change what they do. So they still, maybe their average fee is about 3,000 and they think that's fine, so they're not changing. But new franchisees will be given the new model and expected to copy what we do. And that's what, they'll have an introductory rate. But what we offer as an agency creates so much value for people. They generally get about £8,000 more for every property sale they use. So we can ask £1,200 more or £1,500 more because we're absolutely worth every single penny of what we ask for.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.